Welcome back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Joe DiCamera. And in a moment, Joe is going to break down the start of this season, the Eagles and the Browns, and I'll add my two cents. But first, let's take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. For the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets, visit NFLticketExchange.com. Well, Joe, it's Cleveland, and then it's a toughie on the road in Chicago. Your thoughts on the Eagles really getting off to a strong start here before that bye week in week four?
Sure. Well, obviously, you start with, of course, Carson Wentz being the starter now, and that changes the dynamic of the season. So it's good to know the Eagles start with one of the more manageable games you can have in the season, home versus the Cleveland Browns. The team last year, they were 13-3. So, 3-13. So you hope that, obviously, Eagles can get off to a good start from there. Obviously, Chicago on the road thereafter is a greater challenge. Winnable game, losable game. Interesting, Eagles could get to 2-0. And then, really, I look at that Pittsburgh game. And that's the first one when you say, well, that's a really tough one. And that'll give us a measuring stick of where the Eagles are. Now, if they're 0-2 up until that point, then that'll speak volumes. But hopefully, the Eagles have hit the ground running with the win over Cleveland. And then we'll see as they, you know, obviously, enter the bye week, what they do in that game versus Pittsburgh. Later in the year, as we know, the season gets much harder. The schedule gets much harder with a lot of teams deeper in the year.
We don't know that, though.
Well, that's what we think.
Do you have expectations for Carson on Sunday? Like, what will make you happy walking out of Lincoln Financial Field?
I'd like to see them win. I'd like to see him win because I think it's a winnable game. The Eagles are a favored team. I think the Eagles' defense puts them in a position to have a great shot, special teams to win the game. You know, I think you want to see Carson Wentz. This isn't as much about just Sunday, but also the season. You want to see him protect himself. I think that's a really important thing, obviously, as a player that can get out of the pocket and do things with his legs, but also that creates a dynamic where he could take some shots, and you want to see him pick his spots. Doug Peterson talked about that today. He specifically referenced in his press conference that it's not the NFC Championship game this Sunday. So, you know, you want to see him, obviously, protect himself and at times go for the extra yard and at times not.
Okay. So to do that, we are going to take a look at the Cleveland Browns and take a look at some of their key players and take a look at some of this big picture of Hugh Jackson's team with the Cleveland Browns. So they come to town, they are young, they are eager, and they are in transition. And we start our story at the quarterback position, Carson Wentz for the Eagles. And how about Robert Griffin III, the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns? Who would have thunk it?
Yeah, a player we know well. Now, you got to go back. This is, again, where the Carson Wentz storyline exists because, essentially, they chose, Dave, Robert Griffin III instead of Carson Wentz. So that's a huge factor. You talk about a storyline for this game. That's big. They made that trade shortly before the NFL draft, and that was their choice. Now, after they make, and that's something that'll go on for 5, 10, 15 years. We can debate based on how good Carson Wentz becomes and how good the Cleveland Browns, you know, become as a football team. But for right now, after that trade, they go with Robert Griffin III, which I do think makes some sense for them in light of having made the trade. You know, Dave, obviously they're in a spot where they're going to look to try to get a veteran quarterback and try to hold the fort down as they develop a lot of young players. So from that standpoint, I do think Robert Griffin III makes some sense. And obviously, Dave, a player from the Eagles standpoint in the division that, you know, the Eagles know very well.
Yeah, I think Robert Griffin III makes no sense for the Cleveland Browns. And I'm shocked. They clearly didn't think highly enough of Carson Wentz to make him the pick at number two.
Well, no, I agree with you. Now, so what I was saying is once they made the trade, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I think they made the wrong move, to be crystal clear. But once they made the trade, they're going to plug in someone. It's going to be a Geno Smith. It's going to be a Josh McCown.
Understood.
It's going to be grab your guy, and they happen to grab RG3.
All right, so who does RG3 have to work with? Isaiah Crowell as his running back. Not a bad player, not as explosive as you'd like in that position. But they do have a player at the wide receiver position who really bears some watch here. Their first-round draft pick, Corey Coleman, out of Baylor, a speed player, Joe. And you combine him and Terrell Pryor, a converted quarterback who's now the starting wide receiver for Cleveland, along with tight end Gary Barnage. And there are some weapons and some diversity there that will give the Eagles some challenges if they give Robert Griffin III some time to throw.
Yeah, and you know, no question. I mean, listen, the bottom line is, you know, they're still trying to find their way, but they've got some guys, the tight end in particular, who made the Pro Bowl last year, had a real nice year, and you know, when you think about the Cleveland Browns for years, it's obviously been a challenge for them. Now, you know, what they're coming into with this particular team, they're going to lean heavily on Gary Barnage, who made the Pro Bowl with over 1,000 yards last year. The first-round pick, Gary Coleman, that Dave was talking about out of Baylor, 15th pick overall in the draft. So, you know, time will tell what he has for his career. This is a team in general with a lot of transition. They had a tremendous amount of draft picks. They had the most draft picks of any team in three decades in the NFL. So a team trying to find itself, and I would say one, Dave, it's probably not a great challenge, But as is always the case in the NFL, until you get to week one, you really don't know what teams have. You kind of feel like you know what they are, but you don't really know. They've got a new head coach, obviously a new quarterback. They got a new defensive coordinator, a lot of new players across both sides of the ball. So until you see it happen, it's hard to know definitively what they are.
And on defense, Ray Horton, the coordinator, he likes to bring a lot of pressure. Their name marquee player is cornerback Joe Hayden. Yeah. Two times a Pro Bowl player. So that's your first look at the Cleveland Browns. We'll dig deeper into the Browns as we get closer to Sunday's kickoff. A little later on, we'll show you what's coming up here. Our Amorosos on the menu. Look at what's ahead for you and for the Philadelphia Eagles. But next up here on Eagles 360, Merrill and Mike. They go from the radio booth to the TV booth, and they look back in time. It's our old school all 22 look at a game, the Eagles and the Browns, the year 2000. Do you remember the game? Well, we're going to show you when we return. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Santander. Introducing Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. A new checking account that's convenient and gives you more control. Sounds simple, doesn't it? Visit one of our branches or santanderbank.com/simple to learn more and sign up today.